So when it comes to music, it's different.
So the first thing we need to do is, oh, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to the Captain with the Crew podcast, my boys. Hey. How y'all doing? My brothers.
Gang shit.
To the left, I got your boy.
Tony.
What's good, T?
I don't know. Sorry.
And to the right, we got
Tony.
It's Dad in the building, you know, shout out Tony.
You would want to be my father. I'm such a great person.
Anyway, shout out to your brother, Mike. Fast bedtime, so
he's
been bare right now. But
yeah,
good
to be here with the gang.
Super fast, y'all. How about this
hip hop,
man?
You sound, bro. I'm sorry, bro. That was kind of rough. That's kind of.
What's wrong with hip hop?
Bro, you sound like an old white man trying to moderate this shit.
What's up with the hippity hop, man? What, y'all don't fuck with hip hop?
That's funny,
bro. That was hilarious.
KRS-One told us this, shall we free our people?
Big L.
There's been some recent, you know, heavy hitters out here.
Oh, God. A lot of albums have been dropping left and right. Some mid albums. I'm going to come out the way and just say this real quick. Polo G, that Hall of Fame album was Hall of Mid. It was kind of low key trash. But I heard your girl cheated on you, so you about to drop that fire joint. We need that ASAP. We need that. I'm just being real with you, Polo G made good music. I don't know about all that, but
relax.
I need you to put that out, Polo G. I just need you to put that out. Also,
when you hear this, then you run up on your ass.
Shit, I'm sorry, Polo, but I still need that album. But G Herbo's album.
Yeah.
Very mid, below mid, low key kind of ass.
Bro, before we started recording, you saying it was good.
No, I said it was below ass. Below mid.
Below ass.
Below ass.
Damn.
Just straight butt.
Straight gooch.
Damn near.
Damn.
It's like, because it's like the songs all sound the same. And they all sound the same. And it also just like, he could have chose.
Is he still rapping around the beat?
Nah, he was on beat this time. He was on beat. It was on beat, but it was just like the subject.
So you're saying he pretty much turned into the baby.
Nah, he tried to become. He tried to go in the lane of he thinks he's Jay-Z, but he's not on that level of rapping yet. Like, he tried to go into like some deep stuff talking about other stuff. I'm like, bro, I feel like the transition you're going for, but it feels like it's kind
so
of
he's
rushed.
The baby.
Yeah, but he's more lyrical than the baby. Obviously,
the baby memes
are hilarious.
Hilarious.
Even dude,
y'all see that tweet? He was like, "Who I gotta call to get
Jay-Z?" And it was like, bro, they said he don't want to be in his recent ass beats, bro. These backyard ass beats. Barbershop ass beats. I said, whoa.
Damn. That's wild.
I gotta find that. But
that shit
dude,
is
even before movie. He said that, the man, you
they was
know
always
the
climbing.
Baby song.
Oh, God.
Say anything.
It's very simple. Like the formula for his shit.
Got the Scooby Doo ass beats.
Oh, God. That's another thing they said.
Scooby Doo ass beats.
That's what they were saying,
that's
bro.
Wild.
Alright, but
same flow every time, though.
I mean, if it gets you paid, it gets you paid.
Hey, he said he could do 50 songs in what, like 3 weeks or something?
I bet. Probably do it in a day. They all sound the same. You can just like loop them together.
I ain't mad at it, man.
I ain't either. The baby, you know what I'm saying? That's the best thing out of North Carolina since J. Cole.
If the formula ain't broke.
I said, man, I need that beat right there. Right there. I can sound like the baby on that, though.
I could, too.
Facts.
But yeah, man, I don't know. I feel like there's been a lot of mid-albums. A lot of people have been talking about how certain projects are good and stuff. I'm gonna transition and just say this. Maybe it's a cap, but it's just my personal opinion. So there's not really
the baby
a cap.
Happy for some beats.
You wouldn't know what to do with your beats, bro. I'm gonna be real with you. Be too
that,
integral.
What you call it?
It'd be too integral for him.
No, the song for that he did with Dreamville.
Yeah, but like
that shit was hard.
It was under the sun, but it was good.
That beat.
But
it was a good beat.
It was, but like he got carried.
What? By who?
J. Cole. And who else was it? It was J. Cole and.
But you didn't expect when you heard that song the first time. You did not expect the baby of all people.
I could see him
on
it.
Nah.
I could see him on
he'll
it.
He'll do samples.
Yeah.
He'll do like soul for beats like that.
The beat was the one they got to his part. It kind of switched up though a little bit if you noticed.
Nah, he still had the main part in his verse. Yeah. And he had that what you call it? He's on that Nah remix.
He was.
That's
what you are. That was. But like I was saying though, in my personal opinion. A lot of artists have been dropping these albums and saying, like, they're good, and people have been, like, giving a lot of praise. Perfect example. like I said, it's my opinion. Tyler the Creator's album was very mid.
Who?
Tyler the Creator's album that he just dropped is very mid.
Say it louder.
It was very mid. I'm being so serious. Okay.
Said
I'm
just
being.
Was better than
it was. And Igor.
What you been drinking today?
That's Tony talking.
I'm being dead ass.
What's your plug number, man?
Talking about what's my
Igor
plug.
Igor is debatably on the same level as
Fan. Production
was fucking crazy, and it was a gangster's grill mixtape,
bro.
It's a gangster grill, bro. What you mean?
It was an album. He just had gangster grill cosign. I like Gee. That. But look,
you
listen,
know, you, that's the hood stamp.
I know.
What you mean?
I know, but listen.
Everybody don't have one of those.
Childish Gambino got one.
That shit was hard.
It was.
So what? You, like.
But I'm listening.
You can't just buy that. They can't just hand that out.
Bro,
only like the legends got that shit, man. And the fact that he got that shit.
Listen.
Crazy.
I hear all the things that you're saying.
You don't.
And stuff, but I'm going to be real with you.
It's, to be fair to what you're saying, and I'm cutting you off on purpose because you're talking about that bullshit, this album was like a mix of his last albums.
Yeah. But it didn't, to me personally, it was all over the place. That's what I'm saying. It was no like real running theme.
That's how you listened to the album.
I definitely did.
That's how they, you said I it wasn't did. A theme.
What theme was it? Real talk. Like, or Flower Boy was a consistent theme. I'm saying a consistent theme.
Flower Boy. Now Flower Boy was kind
of. It had a consistent theme. It had a vibe to it.
Coming out. Okay. Wow.
Okay,
wow.
But it was hard.
You tweaking, bro? I like, in my opinion, I like how he took something from all his past albums and put it out. And when he put out What's Your Name?
What's Your Name? Oh, yeah. When he put out What's Your Name?
Came out first, didn't it?
No, I don't know.
Because What's Your Name was like the second one he put out, I think. Whatever the first one was, I was like, oh, shit.
What's Your Name came out, but he didn't leak the NBA Youngboy feature. He only played the first half of it.
Yeah, I know.
So I'm going to say, like, when I listened to the album and I heard the NBA Youngboy feature, I was like, okay, he's trying different things. He got different artists. He had Uzi on there. He had Lil Wayne on there. He had, who else did he have? Hit a bunch of people, but he just had a bunch of different people on there just rapping and stuff. It was cool. It was good. Like, there were some forms of little pockets that were good, but I just think people are overrating it right now, saying it's like one of his best projects ever.
Definitely tweaking.
You don't think it's too early to say it's his best project ever?
When did you hear me say it's his best
project? I'm not saying you, but I'm just saying that's how Twitter and everyone's been acting. They've been like going crazy.
This is definitely one of his top two albums.
Your opinion, I respect it.
I don't respect yours.
Okay, that's fine.
And you cannot like his past albums and then say you don't like this one.
I'm not saying I don't like it. I just said it's mid.
You tweaking.
Mid means it's okay.
The storytelling?
Bro, it's good. But
it's good. It's top tier.
Bro, listen.
That was J. Cole Kendrick level one. I think it was Willow.
Look.
Was it Willow? It was Willow, right?
I think it's Willow. But I'm going to be 100% honest with you.
You.
Now listen. It was a great attempt of making an album that was structured, like you said, with all his past forms. I like that. But me, personally, it's not his best album. I don't even think it's his top three. Maybe three.
Now, I can't wait till a month later you like, hey, man, that shit's a whole
I'm not, bro. I'm promise you.
Run
it back. I promise you, I'm not.
You crazy.
I'm being dead ass.
The flow, the various flows, the production, the bars, the storytelling, and the features was perfect, bro.
Bro.
You.
It's match made in heaven for some white girls. Something like that. You know what I'm saying? Or the white folk.
I don't even know what you're talking about right now.
I'm saying it was a good attempt. Me, personally, I don't like it. It was all right. It was mid.
You hate it, bro. And
I'm not hating.
What was it lacking?
Me, personally?
For you, yeah.
Like I said. A consistent structure, like a consistent thing. He's like you said, he's pulling from different pockets from all the different albums, trying to showcase like he can go back into the rapping. He can show that he's Tyler again with the bars.
Right.
I'm cool, but like make a consistent theme. Make something that's gonna like correlate. Like an album is supposed to be like a story, right? If you're just grabbing out of random things.
So you're saying it's not a cohesive project?
Not to me, at least. Me personally.
And Will, you're saying that essentially that the theme that Tony's missing it. That there is a thing there, right?
Yeah. It was a lot of... Man, you gotta go back and listen to it because you... Tell you just gotta go back and listen, like, for real. Thanks.
But yeah, I mean... I guess, but I'm gonna listen to it again for, like, the fourth or fifth time again. I'm telling you.
You might listen to it three times.
No, I'm saying I listened to it like the fourth or fifth time already, but I'm not about to go back again. I'll go back again and listen to it, but I'm telling you, it's all right. It's okay. It's like very so much so mid, bro. Kind of overhyped. A little bit.
Crazy. Crazy. He had gangster, bro.
Hey, man.
You wild. Do you it's know how no, much it's normal DJ for drama means to the hip-hop community?
I understand, but like,
and for hypebeast. Him to get the, I ain't no hypebeast.
This is the hypebeast wave, though.
No, it's not.
Everyone's been talking about, oh, his album's the album of the year, this and that. I'm like,
what album is better than his album?
Or J. Cole's.
Competing.
J. Cole's is better.
That's one person out of how many?
I guarantee you Isaiah Rashad's album will be better. And I'll put money on that.
Okay.
I'll put money on that one.
Okay. How much? Well, we can't really bet on that because
it comes out July. Chapter. It comes out July 30th.
Early? Is he saying like the 16th or some shit?
Nah, yeah, no, he pushed it back every time, bro.
See, you be. Bro, we can't even get an album, bro.
I'm sorry. It has been 5 years, but still. It's,
no.
Bro, I think he got it. I think he got it hands down. I think Isaiah Rashad's album will be the album of the year. You can quote me on this. Pull this clip up. In a couple months, he'll be like, dang, Tony predicted.
When is Rashard dropping?
July 30th. July 30th. 30th?
I think the Detox come out the same day.
July 30th, bro.
The 30th. Yeah. I am waiting for it. I'm and ready. Detox too? Damn,
stop playing with my boy. Stop playing with my boy.
They competing?
Stop playing with my boy. I ain't gonna lie. Isaiah Rashad, please drop that album July 30th, man. I'm begging you, man. I'm begging you, bro. That's all I need. I need that album to be dropped. Who else is out there doing? Who else dropped
the album? Gosh, you gotta go, bro.
Who else dropped the album?
We gonna start doing album breakdowns.
Bro. Okay, we will. I'll be fine.
I'm with it.
I'm with it. But I'm being real with you, man. Who else dropped the album? Vince dropped the album.
Vince.
Now that album is fire. Now that's a fire album. That album, bro. That album is underrated. That album is very much so underrated. Album was very much
on. He delivered. And when I pressed play on the album, I was like, God, please, let's be good beats on him.
Bro, beats were fire.
He's starting to beat that reputation of he can't pick beats.
The Nas type shit.
Before FM came out, people
FM was hard, too.
Yeah, people was putting him in that Nas category.
It really was.
Great-ass rapper, but can't pick beats.
Because his beats were very, like, much so, like, I don't know. He was always trying to be experimental with his beats, which I like, though. You not like that?
I ain't gonna lie, a couple of the beats. Oh, that was like a little repetitive.
It was, but just, still, bro.
I was like, this boy spinning.
Laws of Attraction was a hard body song.
Bro, I'm mad about those two beats he used as interludes because I wanted to hear bars on them, but.
I mean.
The one I was playing earlier?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. He should have, but at the same time, bro, I mean, can you be mad at him? He's just trying to get. I don't think it was a really full fledged album because it was only 10 songs.
Why not?
Because I feel like. Eight. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Why can't it be 4 hours?
I don't think it was. I think it was just something because it's self-entitled Vince Staples. So I think like it was just a precursor to a real album that's gonna come out for real. I think he's because he drops every
think
now
that's
and then.
Fair to say it's not
I'm not. Album. I'm not saying it's not a real album because if it was, it's good. Just I'm saying I think it's a precursor to a real album. I feel like the album he has right now that he dropped was good.
Crazy. All
right, man.
But yeah, I don't know how to say her name. Sanaa Allegra.
Sanaa Allegra, bro. Fine. It's
her,
music.
I listened to half of it so far. It's pretty dope.
Is it?
It's pretty dope.
You didn't even say. Song, wait. You didn't even say your favorite song off of Tyler's album or Vince Staples' album. Let's just do that real quick. I'm gonna tell you mine. I say.
You just call me out.
Like, I just say. Yeah, I thought that's what we was doing, bro.
Go ahead, Tony. Right, you go first.
My favorite song off of the Tyler album, I would say, is between Lumberjack and what's your name? That's a two.
Mine is Safari.
Really?
Be crazy.
It is pretty good. The beat's pretty good. But all right, and Vince Staples, what was your favorite song?
I think Little Fade.
Little Fade was good, but
The Law of Average or whatever. I fucked with it too. I tried not to listen to it too much so I could like enjoy the whole album all the way through, but I think maybe Little Fade.
I'll say Sundown Town.
Sundown Town.
That was good.
The whole thing is fucking hard, though.
It is, bro. I'm just like really just looking at it like, whoa, it's built different.
And then I just got into Maria the Scientist.
Mariah, dude.
Oh, I said Maria.
Yeah, bro. You're disrespectful.
I'm sorry, baby.
She fine as hell, bro.
Hey, I'm talking about my girl. Chill out.
Yeah, she don't even know.
Is she in Atlanta?
Huh?
Is she in Atlanta? Like an Atlanta artist?
Yeah, she lives in Atlanta.
Everybody live in fucking Atlanta.
I know. We gotta visit.
All right, baby. I'll be out there soon.
I'm talking about, I'll be out there soon.
But yeah, her album is decent, too. I listened to, I think, like, she dropped or something like that?
Yeah.
Before her album came out?
She always dropping, like, projects, and, like, she's not a bad artist. I just feel like she doesn't get enough notoriety.
She just going on singing.
Dang. I don't think so.
She just going on singing.
She been out for a minute. She had a project before that one, that the mixtape, and then before the one with her sitting down. That's the cover. I forgot what it's called. But before that, she had, like, two or three mixtapes were really good, but she deleted all of them. She wanted to, like, I guess when she signed, she wanted to show off, like, she's a different artist. I don't know. I have some of my favorite songs from her is like Church, and there's another song called Scatterbrain or Brain. It's just really good. She's overall a good artist to me personally.
We're gonna date something.
I love the confidence. I mean, she did date Lil Yachty, so you got a shot.
What does that mean?
Huh?
What does that mean?
I'm just saying.
Ain't you a Lil Yachty fanboy? Exactly.
Hey.
Oh, yes. Yeah, you are.
Yo, chill.
Yeah.
Chill.
Yeah.
Chill. Yeah. We'll talk about that off the podcast.
Nah,
they don't know about that.
But, bro, Tierra Whack.
Tierra Whack.
Drop some music.
I seen that she was talking about dropping some shit. I don't know if she will.
Let's get that Apple commercial, bro. She can get more music.
Hey,
we need it.
Who else? Who else dropped really recently that I've been watching? I've been listening to. I don't know. Let me pull up my phone because I've been listening. Oh, you said IDK drop.
Yeah,
I didn't really
IDK.
get to listen to that shit.
It was a cool album. A lot of heart into it. You can tell.
What do you call it? Who else? Logic dropped a song called Intro for his album that's supposed to come out soon.
Logic got another album coming out.
Yeah, he unretired.
He dropped.
No, I ain't gonna lie. He dropped a song called Intro. Pretty fucking fire.
Was it?
I mean, retired.
Yes.
Retired.
Did Joe Budden, like, hype him up to do it or something?
I don't know. I don't know. It was just good. And then there's a lot of other dudes. I listened to, like, this dude named Aaron May. He dropped a song recently called No Excuses Freestyle. Pretty good.
Aaron May's cold.
He is. Who else? K-Camp dropped a single, obviously. But, like, I don't know. I don't know if people listen to K-Camp like that. K-Camp's good.
Oh, Psy, Ari, the Kid.
I seen that. I didn't listen to it. Did you listen
to it?
Shit
was hard, body.
For real?
Yeah.
Who else?
Shit was hard, body, bro. Shout out to him, man.
He said, shout out to him, man. That be on my recommended all the time. I just didn't listen to it yet. Who else
would you like? Let's see. Benny Singh. He's from the UK.
He's
technical difficulties. We back. But it's crazy. So much music is dropping, man.
I mean, music's dropping every day, honestly. It's hard to keep up.
Oh, it ain't.
It is every week.
It
is.
Well, yeah, music's dropping every week, but not good music.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But you mad album was hard.
I didn't even get to listen to it yet.
That shit was hard.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's so much different artists, just various artists just jumping off the page.
Little boat.
Speaking of good music, where's good music at?
I think
Kanye working on an album.
Oh, yeah. For real?
In Hawaii.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
But also, like,
My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy was made.
Exactly.
Uh-oh.
But my thing
and
is,
and he broke up with Kim.
Yeah.
I'm
and he
happy.
Got and he got with a model right after.
I don't care about that. We don't know that. But I don't care about that. I'm happy he got away from Kim, because now he can go back to the old Kanye, hopefully.
Hey, man. I ain't gonna lie. I want that.
Sucks because they got, like, 5 kids.
Yeah.
Who's the old Kanye, though?
The braggadocious.
Is that the
graduation?
Is that graduation? Is that college dropout?
It depends what you want from them, though. Like, My Twisted Dark Fantasy, pretty hard. 808's Heartbreak's pretty hard. If you want Graduation, that's what I'm saying. Slow down.
I think so. I think all of them got at least.
He got two. Kind of okay albums. But
I feel like
Kanye's standard,
I feel like it's one, only one album that's okay. Like that. That's
I
okay.
Definitely gonna say the wrong album.
Which one? What you want to say?
Go ahead.
Yeezus.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You definitely smoke crack.
It's not Jesus the okay album. Yay.
Huh?
It's Yay.
Yay was actually decent.
No, it wasn't.
Because you know why it's decent?
It's not.
No, I'm explaining to you why it's decent.
I'm explaining to you why
If you heard the whole backstory of what happened, it's way more.
What the fuck does that got to do with the music?
Because, listen.
I wonder where he was going. The backstory is this.
I'm literally about to tell you the backstory because I was like,
still tell you it's trash.
At first I was like, yeah, this album is kind of trash. But then when I heard what happened and how he did it,
no,
fucking mind blowing.
I like Ye.
Not really. What's actually, you know what? To be fair, Jesus. I recant what I said.
It's Jesus, bro.
No, you drunk. I recant what I said.
So what is his thing?
He scrapped his original album for Ye.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
And then he made that
in a week. In a week. In a week, bro.
But to be fair, it's Kanye.
That's what I'm saying. But he made Ye.
Where is Yandy, bro?
Oh, that was the album that he scrapped.
I know. That's what I'm asking for. Because
at first they said Yandy was like life-changing. It was good or whatever. And then somebody had said something to him that was critical. And he said, I'm scrapping the whole project. And then
made Ye
in a fucking week. For an album that came out in a week, Kanye. That is still cold.
That's
what I'm saying.
No, let's not act.
It's better than Yeezus.
Okay, drunk.
It is.
First of all, he's Kanye. So Yeezus,
I ain't lying.
It's probably a leftover song, to be honest with you.
That's what I'm saying, though, too. No, he said everything was new.
It's not hard to make 7 beats, bro.
Yeah.
For Kanye.
No Mistake was cold, man.
And then he can get anybody he wants. I wish you were dead.
That was good, too.
It ain't like, you know what I'm saying?
But I think
it's only not amazing because it's Kanye.
That's what I'm saying.
If somebody else, it'd be like, damn, that's like, crazy.
With Yeezus, the only reason Yeezus was like really good is because when it first came out, Yeezus was like...
No.
It was...
You.
It was butt, but then after...
You think Yeezus was butt?
Listen.
I'll let you listen.
Wait, it's funny because he's talking about you don't know the background to it.
I'm about to say that, right?
Damn, I guess I'm going to be a hypocrite.
Exactly. But let me say my thing. My thing is this. Yeezus, right? With Yeezus.
Talk your stuff, T.
With Yeezus, right? The first time when it first came out, I'm like, I don't know. And it had to roll me in a few years. Because he low-key pushed music into that direction. Because a lot of people like Travis Scott, right. A lot of these guys are using the same ideas and ideology from
808s and Heartbreak, same thing. You see it.
When doesn't he do that?
But, every time.
But my thing is this. I'm saying, with Yeezus, he pushed music forward with that. I get it. But the way he executed it and put it out, like, certain songs weren't that good.
You crazy.
I'm being for real.
Like, what song?
Like, Black Skinhead was the best song on there, for sure. No cap. I liked the whole...
It was a great song.
It was.
You funny.
Like, that's
hell.
The best song on that album.
But the best?
No.
Probably.
Blood on the Leaves.
I forgot about that.
Blood on the Leaves is cold.
Blood on the Leaves is Black Skinhead. That's it.
Dog, you never know.
New Slaves? Come on, man.
Do you know where he went?
That's three songs.
That's three? You want me to name the rest?
That's three songs, though.
Down to? Exactly.
Come on, bro. What are we doing?
I don't know, bro.
Talking, man.
I didn't say it was bad. I said it's okay. I said it's a weakest
album. I was saying, man, we got...
Oh my.
Tony, I said he has two worst albums.
Tony,
two.
Shut up, bro. Anyway, back out of it now.
So
go look up the background to that album.
What's the background, bro?
Go look it
break
up,
it
bro.
Down.
Seriously.
Break
like,
it down.
Like, for real. Go look it up.
Man, graduation changed my life, man. Graduation definitely changed my life.
Bro,
that's
college
it.
College Dropout was my first
CD album. Are you ready? You ready?
That and Speaker Box. Love, love.
You ready? Let's do this.
Damn.
Rank Kanye West's albums
you
in
first.
Order. Me first?
Yeah, because you be copycatting a lot of shit.
I go... that's hard.
From best to worst or worst to best?
From best to worst.
All right. Go ahead, T.
I'm going to go... It's my opinion. Okay. I'm going College Dropout, Late Registration, then Graduation. Then I'm going to go My Twisted Dark Fantasy, 808 and Heartbreak. Then I'll put... I'll put Pablo there. I put Pablo.
Then Pablo?
I'll put Ye, then I'll put Yeezus.
Where's College Dropout?
I said that already.
So you said all of those were first?
Yeah. I said Late Registration, College Dropout, then Graduation.
Okay.
Then I put My Twisted Dark Fantasy, then 808s.
Okay.
Then I put Life of Pablo, Ye, Then Yeezus.
Okay.
So what's yours? Says you know that I'm drunk.
Best to worst, right?
No, no. Yeah, best to worst. Yeah, yeah. Best to worst. I'm sorry.
What?
No.
Yeah. Best to worst? I got College Dropout.
Okay.
Hands down.
Okay.
Then My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy.
Wow.
Late Registration.
Where's Graduation in that?
Yeezus.
Oh, you're tripping, bro. You're tripping.
808 Heartbreaks, Graduation, Watch the Throne.
Oh, we're doing Watch the Throne. That's a dual. I don't.
It's still Kanye.
Okay.
Okay, no,
damn.
Throw it out.
If you want.
Pablo. Yay, Jesus is King.
Oh, I forgot he had Jesus is King. Damn. Jesus is King is definitely like.
I don't know. I want to switch my number one and number two because My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy was, she was crazy. But College Dropout is just like the intro to hip hop. So, no, I'll keep it in that order.
That's a good one. But I just like the.
Crazy.
Late Registration. I did Late Registration, College Dropout, and then Graduation. That's actually not bad. To me, that's fair.
Every album of Kanye's is fire, bro.
Well, so, what's your order?
I got Graduation.
Okay.
Then Twisted.
Ooh.
Then after that, I got a Late Registration, then College Dropout, then Yeezus, then Ye, then Jesus is King, and then, what's I'm missing?
Life of Pablo?
Pablo. Yeah, Pablo. Pablo's low to
bogus.
Me, man. I'm
honest. You thought Jesus, Ye and Jesus King was better?
I love Jesus is King, bro.
Oh, my.
I love Jesus is King, gospel. Bro. I was on my gospel thing. I was like, yo, he back. He back, bro. Jesus Walks was his first smash, bro. Come on. He back to his...
Man.
You missed the old Kanye. Come on. That's Kanye. What we doing? But for real, though, yeah. All these albums is cold, bro.
Maybe I should have... I don't know. No, I still like my top three. My top three is still good.
Regardless, man.
Regardless, but like...
I don't think any of us are wrong, honestly. It's preference, so...
I don't know about that. I think Jesus is definitely... Still bottom, but whatever.
I don't think Yeezus is bottom anything, bro. It changed.
Bro, Yeezus is
crazy. It changed so much, bro. You don't even.
So much.
It did change a lot, but I'm just saying, like, for me personally.
I feel you, man.
Well, you fuck with it.
That, bro. To make an album like that, that's crazy.
I just know that man is a game changer, but he's also crazy, which is awesome.
I keep seeing on Twitter, like, every time they talk about doing the verses. It's just like, can't nobody come close to Kanye.
Yeah, nobody really
I've been
can.
Hearing people say that Drake is
hell
on
no.
Heels. Y'all ain't heard that?
I heard
Drake,
it, but like...
No, Ye is dubbing anybody you go with that.
I don't see
anybody. You need three or four motherfuckers.
You not Jay-Z? Like, you don't think Jay could go head-to-head with him?
Maybe.
You don't think
no.
Jay could go head-to-head with Ye?
No. Maybe. And Jay is my favorite rapper, but no.
Maybe. And, no. And Ye made a lot of the
and
beats.
And are you including the songs he produced?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I don't think
yeah.
we are. Because then that's kind of like...
Yeah,
nobody
fair,
beating
right.
either
at
of
that
those
point,
catalogs.
It's not fair, bro.
None of those catalogs anybody's beating. None of them. If you just do Ye features...
No, forget the features.
No, I said you got three categories. You got Kanye songs, his production, the ones he produced, and then his features. Like,
his production would wash somebody alone.
I'm saying all three would. If you just do Kanye features, oh yeah, you got that. I'm talking 20.
You need a whole label, bro. You need a label to go against Kanye, bro.
I don't know. It's whatever how many hits you have. That's why a lot of people that do the songs only do 20 because they only got about 20.
If you do a 10 for 10, bro, nobody's singing that, man.
I'm not going to lie to you. You could do 100 songs. We do 100 songs. And I don't
if you do like that. Drake and Lil Wayne, you might could get close to Kanye. But
you no, you have to do the whole Young Money to compete it. And that's facts. It'd have to be him, Drake, Nicki Minaj,
Jay Mills,
everybody.
Okay,
we
need
everybody.
If you do Drake,
Nicki Minaj, and Lil Wayne,
three headed
maybe.
Nah.
No, because listen, if we're including production, features, and his,
you gotta do like Jay Z.
Damn, he said through the.
Nah, Jay Z and Nas, that's the equivalent.
Jay Z and Nas still would be kind of outmatched. If we're doing production,
no,
features.
Songs. No, we're just doing songs.
Features included?
Yeah.
Oof. Ooh, that's still bad. That's still
like,
that's still
like,
a wash.
I feel like that's as close as you can get to beating him. It's like Jay-Z, Nas, T.I.
He said T.I. He just threw a random name in there. Too many, man. I don't know.
Yeah, no, nobody seeing man's.
I don't know. Like, I'm going to be real with you, man. Kanye West is, like, a great talent with a lot of problems. And the music translates that. That's why people, like, I feel like, relate to him.
Because he doesn't have problems.
That's what I'm saying. Who doesn't have problems. But, like, the way he does, he vocalizes problems in the music is what people, why people relate to him a lot, to me personally. It's like, you know.
I do it in the music.
Yeah, but, like, not everyone's good at it. Like, I listen to DaBaby. He only got one feeling. Being hyped and happy.
Now, when he's running up on you.
Cool. He's running up on a lot of people. A lot of people. A lot of people aren't alive. A lot of people aren't alive right now. That boy
yes,
built different.
Still his business, yes.
It's public information. The boy built different.
Snitch, man.
You an informant, so stop playing with me.
Your wife showing.
Nah, man. I think there's no real artist out here that can compete with Kanye West.
There isn't.
But.
That's facts.
We should talk about, like, the newer generation of artists. Like, who do you think is on... Not... I wouldn't say... Yeah, is...
We'll get back to that very soon, folks. But, you know, it's been another episode of Capping with the Crew. How about that hip-hop, y'all?
You sound like someone's dad, bro.
That's the title. Yo. That's the title.
How about that hip-hop? How about that hip-hop? But yo, to down. The left, I got your boy.
Tony.
Huh?
It's Who? Your boy Tony, man.
Alright, cool.
Good job, sir.
And to the right, we got...
It's Tony's dad, you know what I'm saying? You gotta go to bed, y'all.
Hey, man. We appreciate y'all listening. We'll be back very soon for another one. Take care.
I was saying you could do that next segment.
Oh, yeah.
Because he said it's from the...
Hey,
good thing for the time?